Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. It's President's Day on the show today, plus Doc Whiskey and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Frigamall Records, the same people that brought you Lyrics, We Don't Need No Stinking Lyrics, is back with an incredible collection of music. This time we bring you the most outrageous screams in the history of rock and roll. You'll get The Who. The Beatles. Joe Cocker. They're all here on this new CD. I scream, you scream, we all scream for screams. You'll get The Doors. Led Zeppelin. And of course, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean live. I scream, you scream, we all scream for screams. Order today. Just call 1-800.
Yeah!
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk. Ace Cosby, of course, is our engineer.
And Mount Dogmore is up for President's Day on the Bob and Tom social media platform.
So cute.
Each of us, one of our dogs, is posted posing.
I have to break the news. The monkey didn't make it.
Didn't make the cut?
Mrs. Monkey the Golden. I don't know where she is.
Well, you had two. So
I thought she looked like a little bit like a Mrs. Franklin Pierce, at least. I thought maybe.
Okay. Yeah, well, blame Monster.
Monster elbowed his way.
Could you get into the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Well, hello, Donnie.
I'm just watching SportsCenter here in the break room. Have you been hearing about all this sign stealing stuff and everybody stealing signs in baseball?
Yeah, it's a very big deal. I mean, the Astros really, I think,
looks like they're still investigating, Tom.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're hiring on. They should bring me in on the job.
Wow.
There you go.
I probably know more about sign stealing, signs breaking codes than anybody I know have.
Really? Mm.
And I still remember my old neighbor, Robbie Narwalt. Uh-huh. He stole my Ronnie James Dio mirror, and it was signed by him and the band.
Whoa.
That cuts to the quick. And I won it down at the Cisco County Fair by popping a record number of balloons with a dart.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't know I'd brought my own darts, and mine are hollow points. I swear to God. So I had to go next door and beat Robbie's ass with some Hot Wheels track till he gave them back to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Saved on some court fees, you do it that way. Well, once I was working in a big discount store, and we had a manager named Todd Fullers. I stowed the 50% off sign and thought it'd be funny to write on the display, Todd's donger is 50% off. Swear to God, man.
Attaboy.
We got it on tape, and we taped it to his door. I swear to God. He said pissed he went to see his counselor. Yeah. We thought it was funny, but Todd didn't. And who else, you know, sure, he ain't the only one got no sense of humor. Them people in lab coats working down at the sperm egg dispensary.
Uh-huh.
Don't try filling your Dixie cup with Easy Cheese and try turning that in. Because we was just trying to make a viral video, and I told him my sperm eggs were making pus, like the head on a beer.
God.
I swear to God. Because I wrote on the card that I had a smegma shooter. Uh-huh. And, well, yeah, they called the law on us. Another reason, though, why I'd be real good at sign stealing.
What?
I played catcher on my high school baseball team.
Did you?
I still got my glove, my athletic crouch cup.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy.
Yes.
I don't want to brag, but yep, the cup I wore was a size 20.
Really? Nice.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God. The Gregors.
So anyway, you had to stuff it.
Yeah, you're out 100% pork.
Right.
I still remember our signs. If I put one finger down, that was fastball.
Right.
Two fingers was curveball.
Right.
And one middle finger up, man, I just spotted my biology teacher, Mr. Gerwin's, in the stands. Such a dick. He found me because we was dissecting the fetal pig that year and labeling its parts. And he comes around pop quizzing us, what's this organ? You know, I started sleeping my eye, fourth period. I wasn't in the mood for this. What's this organ? I was like, I ain't sure, but I know what killed him. Someone stuck a pin in his heart. Swear to God. I got the board for that plus detention. You know, one time we actually caught a guy on the other team stealing our signs, and just like Major League Baseball, we suspended him by his underwear from the hook in the locker room. That'll teach him. Yeah, hang him like freezer beef. They should do that to them dicks on the Astros, because nothing will fetch a truth faster than a power wedgie. Swear to God. I gotta go.
Thanks, Don.
Bye.
Why don't you feel weird when you agree with Donnie?
Oh, that was quite a journey.
I never agree with Donnie.
There are times where I go, oh, man, he's got a point.
Quite a journey there. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Do you see the thing about the some of the pitchers say when Astros hitters come up, they're going to hit him on purpose?
Yep.
What?
They're already saying that? Then the umps have got to jump all over that.
Payback.
There's no way. The umps are going to start immediately. They're going to, if you do it, you're out. And the coach is out.
How do you know if it's intentional?
They will do it.
You kind of know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, you know what? It goes right for their head.
That's going to go wrong.
This is a pretty much unsolvable problem because all of the players were granted immunity right from the get-go, and apparently this is
player-originated conspiracy. You can't declare the Dodgers champions.
No, you can't. I just said it was kind of an unsolvable problem. I don't know the answer. I do think hanging a couple guys up by their
saying
the locker room is a pretty funny idea.
Yeah,
they've come out and said some of the Astros didn't cheat.
Right.
One of them being Jose Altuve. I guess. He wasn't
part of the conspiracy.
He wasn't part of it. So.
I guess there's some guy that quite literally has tapes of every at-bat, and when certain batters are up, there's no banging on the garbage can.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Including Jose. So
that's gotcha.
Maybe we should come up with that signal for the morning when we're... If I need
we have a signal in here right now. You don't know about it.
What?
For my bad mood?
Yeah, the chick's mood signal.
Oh.
Oh, see, now, Christy, I know
this.
Christy very well. She was not aware of it.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, see that trophy in back of me?
Yeah.
Right there on the windowsill?
Yeah.
Right?
That means chick's in a good mood today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a thing.
If it's not there, that means he's in a bad mood?
Well, it depends. It's like a meter. If it's
right.
If it's over there on the left,
uh-huh.
Exactly.
If it's over there, if it's
you better
there
slide
the
it
left.
Over 6 inches.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Looking upset
because I'm not particularly in good mood. I'm acting. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, line.
It'll be an interesting. They've got to figure something out about this Astros thing. I don't know.
Well, and then there's the theory that they're overreacting because they didn't impose rules or fines or enough for the steroid era.
Well, okay. Now we're going to.
They just need to move on.
We're going to go back to 1902. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think I'm with him.
Okay. Yeah,
this guy, Josh. They just need to move on.
Yeah, drop it.
I'm just going to say, when a guy gets a 100-mile-an-hour fastball at the head.
Well, then.
Yeah,
then
you're immediately ejected. That's what they've got to do.
Yeah.
Well, they hit him in the middle of the back. I mean, that's the classic.
Right, but still.
It doesn't matter.
Any intentional.
I'm going to get a couple Ray Chapman fellas over there.
Oh, boy.
Well, that'll put an end to it.
There's the opposite of all of this talk. It's Random Acts of Kindness Day today.
Oh. Need anything, Tom?
Christy, I brought you a bottle of water.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Want me to open it for you?
Josh, those bottles of water are free.
Can I give you a nice hand massage?
No, I bought this one.
We have.
Josh, you need hand massage.
I'll talk to you, Jess. Today is what?
Monday.
President's Day.
That was a fair answer, Jess.
You know what? No, Ace, I'll talk to you.
No, no. No one really celebrates President's
Day. It's President's Day.
But us.
Oh, there are tons of people who are off.
I know, but everybody gets a day off. Today.
Most kids don't have school today.
Right. My kids have school today. It's a makeup day.
There
really?
You go. Makeup
My kids don't have school for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday.
Wow.
Well, that's because your kids are stupid.
I don't know.
Or my kid. One kid.
Yeah, this is the problem.
Well, there's others in college.
You get back at the beginning of the year, and there's about 5 days off. For the first
Does she stay at other people's dorms a lot, if you know what I mean?
She has a boyfriend now. Be nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a very nice young man. I like him a lot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it'll last forever.
A lot of people meet their forever mates in college.
You can take that trophy behind me
and throw it at him.
And if it doesn't end around and hits the glass part in the skull,
right?
It could cause severe bleeding. It might be fun.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm worried more about that. What do we know about this young man? What is he?
What do we know about him?
Yeah, what? Does he have a job? Does he?
He's a senior in college.
Wait a minute.
Would you please?
Holy crap!
Look at who it is!
As I live and breathe!
Why are we honored with the presence of
Dr. Tom Whiskey, Frontier legend?
Yeah, you haven't been here in a while, Doc. What's
I've been
going
busy.
On?
Good morning, Doc!
Oh, boy.
Busy doctoring?
I'm never going to retire, as you know.
I know.
Oh.
Man with my training deserves to share it with the world.
Well, yeah. Don't slight.
Trying to help people here and there.
Don't slight Mr. Griswold. You need to say good morning to him.
I haven't said good morning to anybody
yet. Right.
No.
That's how the gag works. I say good morning, Ace. How are you?
Good.
I saw you at the meetings. Nice to see you. Let's see. Now we have. There's Jess over there. Hi, Jess. You look nice today. I like your.
Thanks.
I like your new glasses.
Doc, I'm kind of fangirling. I've never met you before.
I get that.
Lucky
a lot.
You.
I have some paper towels in the other. Mr. McGee, it's nice to see you. I can
morning,
see, judging
Doc.
By the location of the trophy, you're in a good mood today.
Well, that would be the rumor.
Secret. Joshy, I heard you did amazing comedy shows.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Yeah, it was very funny.
They say laughter is the best medicine.
Indeed.
If you're out of morphine.
That's right, yes.
Morphine is the best medicine. Well,
the best medicine.
We can all agree on that.
Laughter.
Laughter can kiss my ass. Yeah.
Christy, it's nice to see your bangs grew back. I saw the pictures on the interweb.
Yeah, was that
wild?
Doc,
wow. Yeah.
Those were weird.
They like stuck straight out. They were so short.
They were not that short.
Talking about that dumb ass that decided to walk across Antarctica.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackass.
Good morning, Tom.
Doc, you didn't even say hello. cram it.
No, you guys not.
Doc and Tom's not talking.
Oh, yeah, right. Made me walk into work. Wouldn't pick me up this morning.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's why you're late. Okay.
Talked about that guy, and he apparently is walking across Antarctica. Pooped his pants, he did.
Yeah,
he did. 15 days into his journey.
Didn't have an extra pair.
No.
Not like you. Apparently I mean, Tom.
Apparently wasn't a Boy Scout. I keep an extra pair of underpants in my doctor's office.
You do?
Oh,
yeah,
just like
yeah,
good. Tom.
That's interesting.
Sadly, every once in a while, I've got to give them to a customer.
Oh, boy. Things happen, huh?
Yeah, well, Lloyd, I guess the old sphincter can't determine gas from solid, eh?
Yeah.
That's not pretty.
Certainly an issue.
Sometimes it can, but sometimes it fools you.
So out in the Old West, we used to have what we called a two-holer. You know what I'm talking about there, a little Miss Jess?
No, I don't.
It would have been a lot funnier if you'd said yes.
Yeah, is that a two-holer outhouse?
The two-holer outhouse, you see.
So you can party with a friend.
You can encourage each other. Hey, you're really doing a good job over there. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, well, you dig one big hole, and then you got your... It's kind of like bench seating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember the old cars had the bench seat?
Love the bench seat.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Slide over here.
The broad can slide over.
Yeah.
You take a sharp right turn, and the next thing you know, that sweetie's right there. Whoop, finger time.
Yeah. little finger bang.
Doc.
Sure, why not?
It's been a little bit, but you remember the rules.
Certainly. A little poke in the belly.
Pillsbury Doughboy. Okay, I see.
I've lost my place.
Give her the Pillsbury Doughboy.
So the point of the double holder there was...
I am in a good mood now.
The two holder, so you'd be sitting there and your buddy's right next to you.
Sure.
And as that other story Christy just had, there's usually someone playing that Candy Crush game on their cell phone.
Right.
But,
in the Old West, they had cell phones.
It depends where you were. The coverage wasn't as good as it is now, but I have Verizon. They have very good coverage.
Yeah, okay.
So there I am on the twin holder there. And
uh-huh.
If fella next to me, and he's reaching around, and he drops a quarter down into that hole.
Oh, man.
Dropped a quarter.
Yep. And he,
two bins.
Yeah, so then he, you know, then he gets out his wallet.
Yeah.
And he drops a $50 bill down there.
No kidding.
And I said, "What the hell are you doing, Amos?" And he said, "You think I'm going to go diving in there for just a quarter?"
Good thinking.
That is a true story.
Yeah. From the old west, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Doc.
Did they really have two holers back
really
then?
Enlightening.
I don't think they did. Did they? Did.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you only have to dig one hole. You don't.
Is that for NFL games?
When I went to when I went to Ontario to fish that one summer, they had an outhouse and it smelled so great. I can't tell
great.
You. Yes.
What?
And the guy told me there's no maintenance or it's all self-sustaining and
it's like an ecosystem.
Just an amazing outhouse.
So not only it didn't just not smell, it no. smelled great. It
smelled great.
Like outside?
Like so yeah.
Is this some kind of Canadian thing?
They got it down up there, I think, with the outdoor with the outdoor crapper.
Yeah.
Well, we had that story on Friday about the guy in Japan as a form of protest.
Set himself on fire?
No. He's insists on going outside.
Yeah.
Remember this guy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Here it is. I found it.
That's right here. Mr. Masana Azawi.
Yep.
Oh. Mushroom hunter, photographer, conservationist.
Can you imagine doing your resume? First thing you put there is mushroom hunter.
Yeah.
Boy, okay, apparently following fish this
summer.
You know
what, though? But that's, that's kind of an art. You don't want to get the wrong mushroom.
The 69-year-old decided long ago to forego conventional indoor toilets in favor of secluded areas outside his home in the Ibaraki Prefecture north of Tokyo. The 69-year-old's been relieving himself in the open air since 1974.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. He became embroiled in a fight to stop a waste treatment plant being built. This was his protest, I guess. And he says he's estimated he's pooped outside 15,000 times.
This is his protest? I've heard of a sit-in.
Yeah. Azawi says poop gives life to fungi and is good for the environment.
Remember, that's what the mushroom said. He didn't have any friends. He said, what's the matter? I'm a fun guy. Who knew? Huh?
This is disgusting.
Wow. I guess he doesn't have to hunt very far for his mushrooms.
No, fertilizing his own.
Oh, God.
What kind of mushrooms would they be if you
shiitake? By definition.
Why doesn't that? Somebody tell me that. Why doesn't that work? We can't use our fertilizer.
E. coli, I think, would be the
answer. Is that the problem?
Probably.
I would think so. Coming up,
we have presidential
trivia. In fact, right now, let's just check in, because today is President's Day, which I was trying to...
Mostly George Washington Day, I'm hearing.
Hey, is that miniseries on yet?
Started last night.
Oh, did it really? Did you
is
watch it?
Jeff Daniels?
No.
Who's
it?
I really want to see
Jeff
that.
Daniels is narrating it, yes. Uh-huh.
Here we go. This is some presidential trivia.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Memorable Moments in Presidential History.
Various physical ailments have afflicted many of the men who've held the office of president. FDR was confined to a wheelchair due to polio. JFK suffered injuries in the war, which gave him terrible back pain. William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, Warren Harding, as well as FDR, passed away while in office. But perhaps no president had a more difficult handicap to overcome than Franklin Pierce, who was born with a second head growing out the back of his neck.
What?
Supporters joked two heads were better than one, while Pierce's opponents argued that he couldn't make up his own mind, let alone a second. While no paintings or photographs exist of Pierce's second head, his personal journals confirm the existence of the growth, which Pierce named Gerald and appointed as his chief of staff.
This has been Bob and Tom.
Who knew?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.